Well, good evening, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and yes, I am here live. Wow, what a journey from 2012 to 2013. Very, very, very interesting, shifting kind of a journey. On New Year's Day, I came down with such a severe case of bronchitis, I could really hardly talk and move for quite a while. So I'm very glad to be out of that dimension, if you will, and back with you. And I looked at it as a definite clearing for a new space in a new time. Again, when I don't know if you've ever been so sick that you can't move, or that you sleep so sound that you feel like you're a piece of lead. But that's the way I was going through this. And I will tell you that there were times that I slept so strong and so long that I literally slept from the night of one day to almost the night of the next. And so that is a huge signal that new things are being programmed, that it's the universe's way of putting you kind of in a different realm of consciousness. But when you're in such a, when your physical body feels so tired and so weak that all you can do is sleep, you can't even possibly begin to think about trying to make sense of what's happening. I mean, it's not a time for me to even consider trying to open my records. I can't read. There was a time where the television was on, but I don't remember watching it. So I just stopped, and I just went to sleep. And for those of you who have been experiencing similar things without illness, there are times where we are now, our sleep has, for me anyway, has truly, I'm getting the word elongated. So usually on a Saturday night, it's only been 2 weeks. I was sick for the first 2 weeks of the month, and it's only the 20th today. So, but last Sunday as well as this Sunday, it was very odd. It was like I couldn't get up. And today, I, again, slept from last night until this afternoon. And it's times like these that I know that I'm being reprogrammed. But again, because this happens when you're sleeping and unconscious, you can't necessarily think about working in your own questions. But here's what I know. I know that we are now, consciously or unconsciously, working toward a different level of knowingness about our lives. There are awakenings that continue to happen. The awakenings could literally be from a bumper sticker, a billboard, a comment on a television program, a comment in a book, a comment that wasn't even meant for you that you happened to overhear in a restaurant. And what these words or comments do is trigger a knowing within us. It's almost like a hypnotic trigger, if you will, that we programmed into us, into our subconscious, into our minds, before we came in, as we were held in the womb. I know there are statements and triggers and information that we received when we were being carried by our mom in her womb, about not only how life is, but now that we are outside of the womb and have a different kind of perspective we now are receiving other triggers. And it is time for us to consciously begin to reprogram our self-talk and our mind. So it is time for us to consciously be vigilant about how we speak to ourselves and how we look upon others, what triggers us, and as well as what we are willing to do to change. Now, you've heard me, if you've been listening for a while, you know that the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records speak about deciding about what we are willing to do to change our lives. And for those people who are just tuning in or have never listened to the Akashic Wisdom Show, this is a show about the Akashic Records. In other words, we can talk about the Akashic Records, but the Akashic Records are our vehicle, if you will, that to get us where we want to go to get us the information. Now, we don't consider Akashic Records to be psychic necessarily or even intuitive. Akashic Records are a knowing that comes from divine access. And so you can think about the Akashic Records like God's great Google, like God's great search engine. So it's not like the Akashic Records hold a belief system, yet they hold all belief systems. And within the Akashic, they're like the grand library. Again, many times people call them the library. Same way you would walk into a county or a city library, that library itself doesn't hold any charge for what you choose to believe. You can go to any place in that library and receive the information. Same thing with the Akashic Records. But the Akashic Records hold the information for all the information on the planet so far. And even galactic information. So everything that's ever happened up to this point is in the Akashic Records, as well as the probabilities or possibilities of our lives or our soul's journey, if you will. And so as we talk about a soul, we know that our soul or that energy never dies. And the consciousness we have here in this particular lifetime is a unique consciousness, and it is a sum and total of all that we have experienced. And with the probabilities or possibilities of all we can experience. And so when we look at our lives, we have to look at the fact that our lives are the way they are based on our thoughts, because our thoughts are the magnets that bring us what our challenges could be or are. If we are programmed as a child to believe one way, let's say we are not programmed to feel lovable or are part of this world, we will actually manifest that based on the information received as a child and our belief systems. Now, I'm sure for some of you that is not news, but for other people, it may be. But what we have to do now is it's time now to cut the cords of those belief systems that no longer serve us. And now we have much more energy, much more power to actually become conscious of how we can move forward. And one of the best ways that I know to move forward is through becoming conscious of our self-talk, which is what we started talking about earlier. And we know we self-talk to ourselves constantly all day, whether you're conscious of it or not. Our minds are constantly talking to us in different ways, and we have to be vigilant to make sure that those ways are positive and loving and encouraging and esteem building. And so for those people out there that have self-esteem issues or confidence issues, or have dreams that they want to create, I want you to get a couple of packets of those sticky pads. And I want you to start putting them anywhere and everywhere you happen to glance. And if you live alone, this makes it easy. If you live with other people who don't go along with your program, then you have to put them in your private areas. What I mean by that is, if you have your own car, you put them in your car. If you put them in your books, you put them in your wallet. You put them in your checkbook. You put them inside your purse if you carry one. You put them inside your jacket, a sticky note with a message to yourself, so that every single time you look at that, all right, that you are able to read it and become conscious of it. Statements such as, I am a worthwhile and loving human being. Other statements like, I am financially abundant, I just have to go and collect it. I am financially abundant and am collecting my financial abundance now. I am loving and I am loved. Whatever your issues are, I want you to put them in a positive reinforcement statement, in a very strong affirmation, and put them where you can see them. At the same time, I want you to take those affirmations and turn them into a question, so that instead of you saying to yourself, gosh, why am I so stupid, I want you to start saying to yourself, why am I so smart? I want you to say, how do I know I'm so smart? How do I know I am a millionaire? Why do I know that money comes to me easily? And I want you to put these different types of not only affirmations, but affirmations, as Noah St. John says, all around wherever you are, so that every time you're looking at a space in front of you, including on your computer, right? I want you to begin to see it. I want you to put them in the memo parts of your telephone, your cell phone. I want you to, because when we do this, when we really move into our own power, when we move into our own knowingness and our own loving, see, this is very much about claiming ourselves as loving ourselves. We cannot begin to love anyone to the fullest until we fully love ourselves. And love ourselves is not about being quote-unquote selfish, but it is about putting yourself in a position not to allow anyone to hurt you, including yourself. Loving yourself is about making the decision of what I do will affect who I am tomorrow. The choices I make today, I will enjoy tomorrow. So what choices are you making today that will lead you to where you want to be? And so having these affirmations and this positive self-talk is a way of shifting your knowingness of who you are into a different place than it was. And it goes along with the forgiveness, it goes along with gratefulness, and it goes along with all of those things that are important for you. And remember, you cannot step in. Well, here's the statement that the Akashic Records gave me. You must step into gratitude first before you can step into joy. You must step into gratitude first before you can step into joy. And you must step into joy first before you can step into peace. And doing all of these steps is your pathway to love. And so I really want you to hear that. The way we step into love is through gratitude, joy, and peace. And so that's important. It's important for us all to look at our goal, okay, or to make a goal that we want to accomplish for this time of our lives. And the goal is to learn to love ourselves. This year, 2013. And we also need to put together the commitment to forgive ourselves as well. Very important. Very, very important. And it's time for us to come full circle to consciousness. And so, by the way, if there's anyone out there, you know, we've been talking for around 20 minutes already and want to just share with you, if you would like to email questions to Akashic Wisdom, you can, and have me answer them through the Akashic Records. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. You can also email, that's the email to email your question. Please include your current legal name. If you'd like to call and just chat and talk about whatever it is that you would like to talk about, or if you have a question for the Akashic Records, you can call 888-429-5471 if you're in the United States or Canada. If you're out of the country and you'd like to be able to call in, our country code is 011, and you can dial direct to 530-513-6472. And even if you're in the country, you can also use that direct number if you'd like. Okay. Again, my name is Donna Fox. You're listening to Akashic Wisdom, and the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. So if you'd like to know what are in your Akashic Records, what your files have to say about you, give a call. Again, 888-429-5471. Or if you want to dial direct, it's 530-513-6472. And you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And so, you know, this program works a lot better when you call in your questions, you email your questions. I know that we have a lot of loyal listeners out there that have some questions. I had a question before, while I was sick, actually, about how to order my CDs. And I have three CDs that have been brought forward specifically from the Akashic Records. One is called Remembering Your Magnificence, and it is for all of you who are working on self-love, self-forgiveness, self-acceptance. And it's wonderful for to go to sleep to. It's wonderful to birth babies to. It's wonderful for children to listen to. It is not something that you have to sleep through. You could certainly be awake. And it's all the things you always wanted to hear as a kid but didn't. And it's a way of remembering our spiritual home. All three of them are $18 each, or you can buy all three for $45, and the shipping is $6 on that. And the second one is a forgiveness CD. It's actually a lecture on forgiveness from the Akashic Records. There's also a forgiveness meditation that is in there, and there's an explanation of the Akashic Records, as well as a calling in the light prayer that you might find very helpful for your other work. And then the last one is called the Wisdom Place, and again, it has an expanded explanation of the Akashic Records and a calling in the light prayer, and there are three meditations on there. It's called The Glory of Love is the Message from the Akasha, and then there are two meditations. One is about going to the Wisdom Tree and learning how to ask your questions from the Wisdom Tree and your guidance. And the other meditation is also about how to start your day and a best way to start your day with love. And so all three of these wonderful CDs, and I am so proud to have been a part of them, they're available. All you have to do is email me. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and you can certainly order them via PayPal by using the email address of info@akashicwisdom.com. And if you're going to be doing that, you just have to give an additional $5 for the processing fee. And so email me, let me know what you'd like. I will be glad to send you a PayPal invoice, or if you just want to mail me a check, you can also do that. But email me and tell me what you would like, and I will get back to you with how to pay for it. And be sure and email me your address so I have the right place to send these CDs to you. We also do consultations, individual telephone consultations. I do them with people from all over the world. It's all about asking the questions you've always wanted to ask to help your life be the life you want. And so questions like, what is blocking me from creating the life that I truly want? What action steps do I need in order to be able to create, and then you fill in the blank? What underlying belief systems are stopping me from accepting the glory of who I am? How can I be in love with me and in love with my work and open to the love of the universe? These are wonderful questions that can be answered through the Akashic Records. And if you're close to Akron, Ohio, and would like to do a consultation in person, you can certainly do that. But again, I do these consultations from all over the world, and it's very easy to do. If you would like to schedule a personal consultation with me, I do consultations from a half hour to an hour to an hour and a half. And you can certainly call me at my own private number, which is 216-691-1233. Again, 216-691-1233 is the number to call if you would like to schedule a private appointment. We also do workshops, and this is a bit of a commercial here, but we do workshops teaching people how to access your own personal Akashic records. And so if that's of interest to you, please, again, email me, let me know you're interested, and I'll let you know when there's going to be a class near you. We do them all over the country and willing to do them all over the world. You just have to let me know where I'm going, and have prayer will travel. And for those people who have just tuned in, I open the Akashic Records with a specific sacred prayer. This is something that can and is taught, and anybody can learn to access their Akashic Records. Just a matter of coming to a workshop. That's right. You don't have to learn how to meditate. You don't have to be intuitive. You just have to be willing to listen. And if listening means opening your heart, that's exactly where we're at. Okay? Great. All right. So we do have a question here. All right. The question here is, did I recently put my 14-year-old dog down? So sorry, dear. And the after effects were more traumatic than I expected. Do the Akashic Records have any wisdom for me? Said, P.S., this dog was a very special Tibetan Spaniel. The breed is known for intense bonding with their keeper. Thank you. And it says, I'm great, but thank you very much. You're great to write in. I'm going to use your first name, and the name is Catherine. And so we're going to ask, what wisdom do you have for Catherine regarding the effects of losing or having to put her wonderful companion down? Okay, so Catherine, first of all, the masters, teachers, and loved ones would like you to know that your very special companion had the physical body of a dog, but was and is, still is, a very high vibrational being. And you have to understand that the physical body of this wonderful being was, let me get this the right way. Okay, so what they're showing me, or what they're telling me, is kind of a paraphrase of a Shakespeare saying that all the world is a stage, and we are just characters on that stage. I don't think I have the right quote, but what they want to share with you is that the time on this planet for the work that this wonderful being needed to do in the physical was complete. And they also want to share with you that the reason that the after effects were traumatic is because you felt, the words they're using is a physical tearing away of this bonding. It's almost like somebody was ripping your heart out because you couldn't make sense of it. And so what is important to also understand is that as painful as this was, it is also a cleansing and also a reprogramming of your own knowing. And now you are being asked to begin to document your feelings and to document the knowings that have come forth from this experience? And what's interesting is what they're talking to me about is a documentation not just from your side, but from the side of the companion who has moved forward. There are times when you very, very, very deeply may feel that you're still having a conversation with this wonderful being. And we're here to tell you that you're not imagining it. It's true. And that is documentation. It is being suggested that you continue or that you consider documenting. So that hopefully that makes some sense to you, that this journey needs to be documented. And that when you feel like you're having a conversation with your wonderful companion, for you to document it. There's a message here for other people who have lost companions. And I don't want to use the word pet. That's not the word they're using. They're using the word companion. And so please let me know if this makes any sense to you. And again, please allow yourself the time that you need to be able to what they're saying is there's a time for human grieving. And then there's a time for soul knowing. And as the time for human grieving eases, the soul knowing takes over. They're also talking to me about, Catherine, about you moving into some breathing exercises, deep breathing exercises for relaxation. And also they're showing me yoga. So I don't know, again, I don't know if this makes any sense to you. Please let me know if this is helpful. That's the best way to say it. Okay. And then we have a question from Eva. And the question is, that she would like to have some help having more belief in her abilities and her goals. And, you know, it's wonderful that you asked this question, Eva, because there's many of the listeners that struggle with the same challenge, including myself. Had to take a bit of water there. But for you, and I'm not sure and I hope I'm saying Eva rather than Ava. I hope it's Eva. First of all, here's what's important for you. What they're showing me are people who have given you compliments or testimonials to your abilities and your goals. It's about gathering the written accolades, if you will, the written testimonials. Even if you have to write down what the person said after they left or something, The idea here is, first of all, it's about you gathering the many, many compliments that you've been given, number one. Number two, the abilities that you have actually are more than you realize. And so there are, you have abilities and gifts that you have not yet realized, and those abilities and gifts are going to be like catapults and stepping stones to help you achieve your goals. And so what's going to be important is for you to realize that when somebody gives you a compliment or comments on your work, they're not just being nice because they don't have to. That's something that we all need to really embrace, including myself. When someone says something wonderful to you or writes a compliment or a testimonial to you, they're not doing it for any other reason but because they have received joy, healing, or whatever they want to define it, or they don't even have to, but they have received goodness from you. And because of the joy of the goodness, they express it to you in whatever way. Testimonials are great. I cherish each testimonial I've ever gotten. And it's really important for you to really claim that. And so remember those sticky notes I was talking about? It's about putting those sticky notes all around, reminding yourself of how much, A, you are loved, and reminding yourself about what you know to be true about you, and reminding yourself about what others also are saying is true about you. And if you could be more specific about your goals, masters, teachers, and loved ones would help be happy to let you know or give you some ideas of how to accomplish them. You know, the masters, teachers, and loved ones do a great business plan for those people who want one. So I do that all the time with, you know, business owners creating or people who are just starting a business to help them create a business plan, an action plan, if you will. Action steps, things that need to be done to help you create that which you want. And then you make the choice of whether or not, or what order you want to accomplish it based on what you're willing to do. I mean, we all have plans, we all have dreams. And how to accomplish those dreams and goals, sometimes we just need a little help as to the action steps that would really get us where we need to go. Things that sometimes we don't even think about. So, if that's of interest to anybody out there, again, you can call or email. And I know that we had some other questions, but I can't It was like I was actually so down for the count that I didn't even check my email in the last week or two because I was tired and because I wasn't able to do it. But we can certainly look and see if there were any other questions from last week that didn't get answered, okay, and try it from there. So again, if there's anything that you would like to ask the Master Teachers and Loved Ones, and if you would also like to be, if you'd like a consultation, you can certainly give us a call and talk about that. So, oh, we have a caller. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hi, Donna. It's Eva. I just emailed you.
Oh, hi, Eva. How are you? Is it Eva or Eva?
It's Eva.
Eva, hi. Well, good.
Hi.
So how can I help you?
So you were saying if I was more specific about
right.
my goals.
Mm-hmm.
So my biggest goal is eventually, I've always been really interested in health and fitness, specific diet, nutrition. I've always been really into working out, and my really big goal is I would love to compete at a top level in one of those physique competitions, kind of like
okay.
bodybuilding, but not exactly that extreme, but there's different levels of it, like fitness.
Okay.
And I would love to compete in it. It just takes, and I guess my thing is I'm realizing how much discipline that takes, and you really have to stay in your own you really have to have a really big belief in yourself that you can do something like that because it takes a lot of time. And so I struggle with that because I either procrastinate or, something doesn't go perfectly and then I think I won't be able to do it, kind of go along those lines.
So what's the underlying purpose of why you want to do it?
Because I just feel like I have this potential to do it and to be
okay.
great. And I know if I tapped into that and just everything I've kind of learned about nutrition, and I kind of want to combine this ultimate, like, physique with this ultimate health. I think there's a combination there that I don't know if it has been tapped into. Because I feel like a lot of the industry is kind of, they take crazy supplements and all this stuff, and I just feel like there's this amazing way to do it with all these plant-based foods. I'm vegetarian, and I study all these supplements and herbs, and I feel like there's a way to do it differently, and I kind of want to show that and be an example of that, that it can just be this amazing, healthy thing instead of this extreme dieting or... Does that make sense? I kind of want to...
Yeah. I think what you have to do is take a look at the magnitude of the goal that you have. And I want you... the reason that what they're saying here is that the reason they asked you that question is because... there are many people within the fitness industry, especially in the exhibition part, that are in it because of ego. And that's not your driving force.
Right.
You understand that?
Yes.
I mean, truly, it's not about just wanting to look good. This is about helping humanity understand what the potential is by eating healthy and by living a healthy lifestyle. Now, where you need to work out the most is not physically, although that's important, obviously, to be able to compete, but your true need for workout is on yourself, your belief systems of who you are. And so the idea here is it's almost like there's a, and again, they're going back to, there's a little girl who couldn't be perfect, that wanted to be perfect and didn't feel perfect. And they want you to nurture that little girl in her perfection, in her perfect imperfection. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I think so, because I have this, yeah, it's almost perfection to a point where I can't do anything, you know, because nothing's ever perfect, so I just
procrastinate,
and then, so I'm becoming more aware of that, but yes, I know what you're talking about.
So the idea here is that, you have to listen to whose voice are you listening to about the perfection. Whose voice is it that tells you you're not perfect?
Okay.
Do you know whose voice it is?
Mine.
No. One step beyond that. Who told you that? Who instilled those beliefs in you?
Parents?
Well, what do you think?
I mean, is it something with how I was raised?
Well, does that feel like truth to you?
Yeah.
Is that a scary thought?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, I meet other people who are very, you know, I mean, I know we all have our things that we're not sure about, but I feel other people, sometimes I meet people and they're just so much more, you know, they're so sure what they do and think, and so I feel like they just can go so much farther in whatever they decide to do with their life. And I always worry, I always kind of look at other people and go maybe like, oh, maybe they can do it better than me, you know, instead of believing that I can do it. Even though there's a part of me, like I told you earlier, I know I have this ability to be great. I have that little part in me, which I think what's driving me, but then this overall thing is like, ugh, I don't know, you know?
Well, here's the thing you want to understand, Eva, is there always will be somebody better than you. And it's not about who's better, okay? Because what happens is, if somebody comes along and that's better than you, you set the bar of who to be better than. But if you don't try, then the bar is not set.
Right.
So what that means is that for you to be who you are, the only one that can be a judge of how good you are is you. Because you can only do whatever it is that you're going to do to the best of your ability. And as long as you've done the best that you can, there's nothing else that can be expected of you, right? And if
right.
you are in competition with yourself, you will have no greater competition than that.
Right.
Because even if you go ahead and you exhibit, all right? I mean, you know, for the various shows and things like that. You're doing it to show the world how having a beautiful body can be accomplished naturally without all the chemicals. And that is something that I think few people have done. Successfully. Is it true?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I mean, if you come, in other words, like most of those, and I don't know anything about this industry. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. But what I'm hearing is that there are many people who take chemicals, steroids, and different supplements to make their muscles stronger and bigger and whatever. When that's not the way nature intended it, And what you're doing is building your muscles and your body the way nature intended it, therefore can have even a greater, it's almost like a different category. Like almost like a different kind of show. Does that make sense to you? I don't know what that means, but does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be something completely different, and I don't even know what it is.
Right, so unless you try it, how are you going to know?
Right, well, I don't know. That's where I'm stuck. Like, I don't know, and then I start, and I almost, so this other thing I have is then when I'm making progress, which is the only thing I want, I almost start to feel bad about it.
Like why?
Like when I see, I don't know. Like I see my body.
What makes you feel bad?
I don't know. I almost feel guilty that I'm improving. I have no idea. I don't really know where that comes from.
Well, you're afraid of people being jealous of you.
Maybe I'm afraid about myself.
Did you hear that?
Okay. Yes.
I'm getting an echo and I can't hear you right. What did you just say to me?
About the guilt?
Yes.
Right.
And then what the comment that the master's teachers and loved ones had to say was that you're afraid of people being jealous of you.
Probably, yes. I think what it is, you know, to do what I want to do, you kind of have to be maybe not center of attention, but in a way you do because you're out there on stage. And I've always kind of get almost uncomfortable being the center of attention, you know, like standing out and having that attention on me. So maybe that's what it is because it's funny that I want to do this, you know, because it's really taking me out of my comfort zone because you have to kind of, you know, people will look at you and notice. And so that's kind of where I'm stuck, maybe, because I want to do this thing, and then I almost feel bad. Or I don't know, I get uncomfortable, maybe.
Well, first of all, you have to identify the feeling. Is it fear? Is it fear of being judged? Is it fear of somebody else feeling jealous of you? You see what I mean? Is it, it's almost like you have to get clear so that you can then clear the demons that are rumbling around in your head that, quite frankly, you've kind of picked up along the way.
Right. The way
because, you know, as you're either your, you know, some kind of authority figures in your life told you that you shouldn't be the center of attention. Told you that it wasn't okay to stand out or that you weren't good enough to stand out.
Yeah, I think it's probably a fear thing and then also maybe maybe the jealous part. I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit of everything. I mean, those all kind of ring true to me when you say them.
Uh-huh.
Parts of them.
Are your parents still alive?
Yeah.
Do they know you want to do this?
No.
I mean, are you in contact with them?
More my dad, not really my mom. I think maybe it's coming. Well, then the other thing was, I don't know, there's different parts with my mom, but I remember when I would always be into, you know, working out and all this kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
I remember certain comments maybe kind of like, you know, there's more important things than just your physical body. And I completely agree with that, you know, and that's, I'm not just doing it to look good. I'm doing it for all the reasons I told you before.
Uh-huh.
So maybe parts of me, you know, kind of feel bad when you do start to feel better and look better. I don't know that I'm like, oh, am I being vain, you know? And I know that I'm not, you know, deep down, but I still have that part of me that feels like, oh, maybe I should be doing something to help other people instead of focusing on this. I don't know.
But you are. The whole
like,
intention
I know
is
that,
to help other
you know?
People, right?
Yeah. Right.
So that so the first thing again, hard to get this all taken care of in 15 minutes now, but you have to remember that all you have to do is every time you get into that fear, you have to keep your eye on what the purpose is. And isn't the purpose to help humanity be more healthy, that those that want to be?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm asking you that question. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
The purpose, I mean, yes, you're going to look fantastic. Yes, you're going to have people that are jealous of your body. Yes, people are going to call you vain. They're going to do all of that. But you know what? If they told you had green hair, it wouldn't bother you, because it wasn't true.
Right.
And so the idea is, every time you get one of those worries, you have to realize, it's almost like you have to say to yourself, that's a green hair comment.
Okay.
I just want you to keep that in your mind. It's a green hair comment.
Okay.
Because it's not true. Because it has nothing to do with your truth. It might have to do with their truth, but it has nothing to do with your truth. And all you have to worry about is your truth. And, my dear, you found a niche that nobody is going after. You have to look at that.
Right. Maybe that's what's scary about it, you know?
What'd you say?
I said maybe that's what scares me about it.
Scares you about it?
It's so brand new, so there's no one to really... I mean, there's a lot of places to look for guidance, and you know, but there's not just do this, this, and this, and kind of just follow someone else who did exactly...
Right,
know.
So you get to create it, huh?
Right.
What a freedom that is.
Yeah.
You don't have to go by anybody else's rules but your own.
Right. I like that. Okay.
Yeah. And then all you have to do is document it. And Eva, all you have to do is document it, prove it, and create it, and you are on your way, my friend.
Okay, great.
Okay? Yeah. And it's
it's
important. People need to understand how to live naturally and beautiful at the same time. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong. Only good stuff.
Okay.
Not everybody is going to be as dedicated as you. Not everybody is as interested in having a well-toned body, okay? But you know what? You're going to inspire people who are. And the more people who are inspired to that effect, the only thing that can come of it is good. See, you're in the midst of leading a crusade, my friend. And you can do this. Just one step at a time.
Okay.
Okay? I can be your cheerleader.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
I'd be happy to. But you have to remember to document it, okay?
Yes, I will.
Okay, great. All right. Tell JoJo I said
thank
hello?
Thank you so much. I will.
All right. Thank you for
thank
calling.
You.
Good night.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much, Donna.
Uh-huh. Okay. Bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have to listen to both of these wonderful questions and callers. I mean, thank you for Eva for calling in and giving us something to really talk about. And we also got an email back from Catherine, and she said, yes, what I told her about her wonderful companion, she goes, yes, it makes very much sense. I am a loner, so the dog was truly my companion. He felt more like a spouse than a pet. We communicated constantly. I noted it felt like I lost my right arm when he was gone. I will focus on that idea of documentation. I need to think about how that will all play out. The advice concerning breathing yoga is spot on, as I have a tendency to panic a bit over the loss. Thanks so very much. I am impressed with your message for me. Please share any of this that you'd like. Thank you. Well, thank you, Catherine, and thank you, Eva, for calling in. Your calls and your questions, all of you out there, make this program the help that it is for all of you. Because when you call in your questions, you think your question is for yourself, but it hits the hearts of many that are listening. So we want to thank you so much for calling and for caring enough about yourself to ask the questions. And so we're done with our show tonight. We're going to close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Show on January 21st, 2013. It's Monday in Akron, Ohio. And so we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask all those who are listening, both live and at archive, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom radio show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Thank you, everyone. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.